In the book Choice of Heroes, the author, whose name is Mark Gerzen, spends the first half of the book talking about sort of the old traditional image of masculinity, at least in the United States. And that's that image of masculinity is what he's calling, I guess, the old archetype of the hero. And he gives examples of frontiersmen, the soldier, the husband who is merely a breadwinner and doesn't have the time to be closely involved with the family, the person in the male in the workplace who is an expert, and because he's an expert, he sort of uses information as part of his power and therefore doesn't really want to share that information and come to some better understanding of information by sharing it. And then the last archetype was the Lord, which relates to religious models or religious styles of masculinity. And then in the latter part of the book, the author then gives sort of a counterpart of these old traditional images of masculinity. And right at the end of the book, he says something that was kind of, I guess, wraps it up. And what he says is that the old images of masculinity were defining maleness mostly on a sexual level. But the new images of masculinity that he sees is emerging in our society. He says those are based on ethics and values rather than on just proving yourself to be a man. And in the past, that involved a lot of more violent kind of behaviors. And so tonight I thought what we could do is just give some responses to the book and try and wrap it up in that way. And some of the questions I could foresee us dealing with are questions of why this supposed change is coming about or has come about, and what we think about the change, and then where do we go from here? And I guess to start with if we wanted to talk about the why did the change come about, the reason I wonder about that is, I guess a good example of it was, I was looking in the WAN ads before I came up to Holden Village, and I always look at the WAN ads. And looking for a better job or something like that, and they wanted a bass player, and the WAN ad read something like this: bass player for a heavy metal band. It said, "No wimps need apply. Satan lives." And this is a musical group, and we're talking about this emerging definition of masculinity. But yet at the same time, has anything really changed? You know, these are probably younger people, and it doesn't sound like they've gotten the message that this emerging masculinity has come about. So I'm wondering, have things changed? And if they have, how did they change? The author says they changed because the threat of nuclear war was so strong, and it was such a horrible concept to deal with that soldier type values were no longer workable in our society. But kind of how does the rest of us feel about that? Do you, after reading this book, do you feel like it's valid? Have things changed? Are they changing? Do you think it will last?
I haven't read the book, but I can assure you that's a very small minority of people who have gotten that grip of it.
I think that he's writing to a very small percentage of the population of the United States. This is a unique population here. And I think on the outside, he'd be hard-pressed to find this many people in one group to read his book.
I wonder how many he sold. What kind of, outside of Holden Village, what evidence do you see that some of these changes have occurred or that they haven't occurred, and that maybe his book you know, if they haven't occurred, is his book kind of wishful thinking? I mean, is he a visionary, not really talking about our society?
Well, I think there's a change in domestic, more or less in domestic life with the younger fathers. That's where I've seen more change. I don't think that there's a great deal of change in other areas that he mentioned, so. But I think more younger fathers are helping with child care and helping in the home situation and not feeling that it's degrading to do so.
For those of you who haven't read the book, the contrast, the old image was the breadwinner who went to work and he came home and he was tired and he read the newspaper and watched some television and went to bed, didn't have time for the family much. The new image was the companion who did, who wasn't part of the family much. Roger, you were going to say something?
No, I was just going to say that, you know, with the high rates of divorces as they are, I think that has a lot pretty much direct relationship to the problem that the book presents, but that hopefully, you know, next generations come up, that'll change. And I think that's a good chance of some of it changing. But I don't think there's that, you know, I think we need to see more of this kind of literature to make a change, you know, it's just the first stuff I've seen. So I don't think there's been much change, but I don't think it hasn't really had a chance to change either.
I've got two thoughts. The first is I remember The Outside. I wonder, who is it that tells us who we are? Constant bombardment by the media telling us who we are, of the guy with the bear and telling you to eat a certain kind of smokeless tobacco in that image, and if you're going to buy a Ford, you're going to have to go take off and climb this mountain back here, and you know it's going to go up there because you're a man and that's the kind of car you drive. And I see the media telling us who we are, and I still see the soldier type, independent, rugged sort. And then the other thought, I'm going to take that thought with a hand.
Can I respond to that?
Not yet. Let me give you one other one. Confusion.
You're still talking about media then.
But media. Okay. Just generally, who tells us who we are? That can be the media, or it can be our scripture or our religious tradition. Just who tells us who we are? And the other thought that I struggle with is that perhaps some of this is changing because of the new gay awareness. You know, men are it seems that if I want to be feeling and express my feelings and talk about things that really matter to me, the gay community says I can do that with them. And our society says if I do that with anybody, I might be less than a man, or it might be gay, not the same thing. But I'm wondering, questioning, not making a statement of fact, I'm just wondering about who we are, and then if we reflect these other sides, how the society tends to put us in a certain niche. And I come to those problems because I see, not see men in church, because men do not attend church, at least in the churches I've been in, because that's something the women folk do, because women folk are spiritual and men go fishing.
Well, that's a chapter in here. They kind of describe exactly what you're talking about, didn't they? The men were so busy, hey, we've got to be pretty ruthless in the business world and in war and everything else, that since we can't express that side of ourselves, the women can do it for us and take care of that gap in society, that because we've given up on those sorts of values and behaviors. You mentioned the car ads, you know, ripping around in a big four-wheel drive and just tearing up the land as well as your drivetrain. But Ford also, Ford has a new set of cars out in these Taurus, and they're kind of swoopy and aerodynamic.
Which is cool, just masculine stuff.
But one of the ads they use is a picture of a business type guy out with his computer, and his car's parked on the beach somewhere, and he's got his shoes off, but he's working, but he's in this natural environment, and you know, that's
Ford.
You know, I guess that's the pursuit of excellence, innovation kind of new business person.
Of course, I've noticed the girls now are also driving those four bys from Toyota to go out and chase the boys. And so we're getting macho women now. That's another image.
When I met Carrie, she said she always kind of wanted a black four-wheel drive Jeep. My wife, Carrie.
So she married you?
No, I just have Rentmobiles.
Rentmobiles.
I see change happening, but society-level changes have to go slow and take generations, if not even one, but more than one, but you got to get parents to quit influencing you on their ideas, and it will take, finally, your idea, you can kind of influence it on your child, so it will take a few, and maybe man's role starts to change, and that woman's role's got to change. Maybe not going first between World War II and in the industry and changing economics instead of society. And if women are working men now, maybe got to get the phone more. And just trying to find the common ground between those starts just bumping change, and it's not going to happen real quick. And say the roles start to intermingle, you'll have, you can't go and just lift weights because you go to the gym and you have men and women are there lifting weights or in the army here and there. So a lot of guys all of a sudden got to jump. Besides more carrying at home, because well, I got to still be macho and different, struggling over the Rambo end up because whatever they used to be macho, they will know women are lifting weights and driving cars and everything else I used to do to be macho. So I got to go ultra macho at the same time, be at home caring for the kids and kind of a jump between the two, taking a new role and still being a man. And I don't think they found it yet.
That's interesting. Are there just new ways of being macho in our society, or anything macho is bad, or I don't know, what do you see there is
I think
going on?
Men trying to find a spot of, well, I got to do my unique thing, and they're not existing anymore, and I suppose they're just kind of searching for that someplace, and that, well, if I'm going to be some still man here, what do I do? And most of the common ones are of the father's generation aren't here anymore. It's, yeah, that whole family goes, you're not going to catch him, he's corrupt, whatever it is. They just don't have a replacement for it.
Do we need a replacement for it?
People are looking for it.
Think about when the change happened or when it began to take place, and Todd mentioning the generations do this, and I think of the advancements that women have made in the last 10, 15 years, that's hardly generations. But I also think in terms of what may have brought some of this thing, some of these changes along, and of this warrior image, I think of the Vietnam veterans. That whole era, we got into Vietnam and that didn't work, and the veterans came back as a group where they're macho and they're shooting and they're bombing, didn't do it. Back rejected. I put a real senior pivot as a result of Vietnam in our whole society. I've sat in with non-vets. I'm not a non-vet, that's my era. And I've sat in with non-vet closed support groups. And those men are probably the men I would like to be with in terms of being able to express their fears, their nightmares, crying, expressing some of the things I, as a man, would like to be able to express in a group. And so as a big group of population of a certain age or a certain era, so that was a pivot point that I would identify.
I think so, being a macho will develop in a stronger way than it's now at the moment, because I think the reason for being a macho is that you feel uncertain in yourself, you know, and you have to supplement it. You know, you are weak inside, but you want to show off that you are very strong. And because the economic situation gets worse and worse, then men don't fit in their normal roles to earn the money. So they are in a very weak position. And I think that will force them, maybe that's the wrong word, but then influence them being more macho like the head. And if you see, how did it come? We always speak, how did the role change? But we haven't spoken yet about the reasons. How did it come that roles could change? And in my point of view, it's because of the economic development. See, always when women have been needed, they got rights. They've been needed because there were many jobs which weren't taken, and that time, they could easily get their jobs. And when they were necessary for the work, they got the rights. They got the right, at least in Germany, they got the right to vote, you know, and they got the right even to decide themselves about abortion and stuff like this. But you see that already now. And women aren't needed as working person anymore, and there's a conservative rollback. And this conservative rollback hits the women movement and all the rights they have too. And I think because of this, all the roles will change again. Because all the progress which has been made will be, at least I try it, to roll it back. And on the other hand, the male person are losing their position as a money earning person. Yeah, and what makes them, what I said before, what makes them weak, and they want to compensate that, and therefore they have to look for this macho role stronger than they had even before. I don't know whether that was understood.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But this writer would say that if we deal with values and ethics, then we don't need to prove ourselves in that way. We would be able to see the value in living more nurturing types of lifestyles, or behaving in a more nurturing sort of way, and that would motivate us.
But if you face reality,
That's
this is for intellectuals, who don't have to show off. So
good point.
I have my muscles and stuff like this,
Does he have any plan for implementing that?
Mm-hmm.
To me, as a visionary, and as long as society is the way it is, and we have the media the way it is, and we have Reagan as the president, and that macho, and all the millions of men that are in the service where they are taught that, they have to be macho in order to be a serviceman, in order to be able to ultimately, it's just...
And all the athletes, too.
And I was just thinking about that.
Yeah.
What about this whole burgeoning, always another game that they can sit in vicariously, what is the relation? Does he mention that at all? Is there a relationship?
About spectator sports?
Yeah, that whole thing where the male, American male, has this, the importance of that in today's world.
They say the incidence of wife abuse increases just after major football games. Because the male identifies with solving their problems by being awesome.
Especially if you told him to
turn the children
down. That's when the crisis lines ring the most.
As a culture, we're a lot more comfortable with power, success, capability than we are with vulnerability. And we have really arbitrarily defined masculine characteristics as successful, powerful, capable, and feminine characteristics as vulnerable, nurturing, caring. Men see their strength in individuality, women see their strength in community. And so we're much more comfortable with women accepting traditionally male roles than we are with men accepting traditionally female roles. We're not really uncomfortable with female doctors or female telephone installers or female welders, but we are fairly uncomfortable with male nurses because we've seen them as being traditionally in the other role. I'm not sure we've really liberated ourselves in either realm at all because of our desire to see ourselves as powerful, whoever we are, and two, our inability to understand femininity in a powerful way and masculinity in a gentle way, a vulnerable way.
In other words, you're saying that any sexual type of revolution that's occurred through feminism is more that the women have taken on some of the same old values that men have always kind of limited to themselves, and they just sort of bought into
what we've been doing all along.
Certainly in the business world, I see successful women are men. They behave like men, they think like men, they act like men, they screw each other over like men.
I think
not gentle and caring like women usually
are.
Did
you see the Newsweek article about a month or two ago that talked about women's values in the business world? And the strengths of that, the Newsweek.
Some women have always been like that in their homes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a new thing. Some of them have gone into business now and they were like that, very domineering at home.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a change. There's others who are in business who are very caring.
I think the problem that the feminist movements may be having is how they can get a better position for women without buying into the old male system. You know, I think that's, they don't want to become just like men, just to, you know, get women to be just like men were. They want to be able to get a bit, you know, women have been so downtrodden. They want to be able to get a better standing without having to play by the old rules and make the same mistakes that men have made over the years. And it's difficult to do that without becoming part of the old system. That's how I see some of the problem anyway.
Carrie?
A minute ago you were talking about, you know, what to do from here or can be changed. At breakfast this morning Carolyn was talking about an article she had read where, you know, some parents had tried to raise their boys with a new image of just being masculine and feminine. And boys would still play with trucks and the TV in the school, and there were enough other influences that just the parents trying to instill new values wasn't enough to make a change even in their own kids. So that kind of surprised me. I thought that enough parents were trying it, that it would make a difference.
Kind of like what Todd was saying, that even though us visionaries in our kind of special society here say, hey, it can happen, the reality is it's going to be a slower process than we would like.
Well, it doesn't seem to me, you know, I think of little boys playing with trucks. You know, you're a mechanic, you like trucks. That's okay. If to me it's more, do you double up your fist and fight on the playground, or are you loving and caring? You know, it's an attitude about people as much as it is about whether you play with trucks or dolls or how do you treat your trucks?
Right. I don't see working on trucks as, I mean, sometimes it's violent. I mean, the reason why I like doing it is because it's a creative sort of thing. And I guess that's sort of nurturing these vehicles about.
Laying on the hands, brother.
Tough flow? Yeah. Tough flow, Chris?
I think that even within Holden Village, though, much as it might be more advanced than in certain ways, and there might be a lot of people with values different than the rest of the world, that the things that very much the role models tend to reflect themselves, even within, just because of the way various people have been trained, due to the way they're brought up. I mean, if you look just, I mean, this isn't against anyone, but just an operational staff, for example, it's very much a male-dominated area. You know, it just is, because the people who are wanting to become operational staff, because of the training that they've had, or the emphasis, or the values that they've been brought up, tend to be men. You know, I mean, and these things would apply to me as much as to anyone, anywhere, you know. Any of us, I don't really understand what I'm trying to say. And I think this is, and within, you know, there's a lot of places here where people have come here for the man's job. Again, you know, that it's been the man's job that's got people to come here. And I'm not saying that that's bad and that's wrong and that shouldn't have happened in those cases and those people shouldn't have come here or anything silly like that. I'm just saying that's a reflection of what goes on, you know, outside Holden Village. It isn't as if Holden Village doesn't have that. You know, I'm not saying that there are the people within Hull and say, well, we'll take this because this it's better to have a man for this than a woman, you know. But,
well, Holden's a microcosm in a way.
Yeah.
It's a different kind of microcosm, but it somehow reflects the larger society. And, and I guess one of my questions after the end of the book, I'm living in a society, well, where does Holden fit into all these, this vision of the emerging masculinity? And I mean, what kind of heroes do we have here, and what defines hero, and what's of value here? What kind of behaviors? I guess that's what a hero is they do something valuable, and it depends what your society sees as valuable.
They define goals or characterize ideals. Heroes often aren't even real characters, they're only the ideals personified. King Arthur or Skywalker or
I keep running into theology, because it seems to me that I'm here because my feminine side, or my non-macho, my non-masculine side, needs some space to do some inner work that needs doing on many different levels, rather than stay at home and just say, well, I'm a man, I'm going to be strong, and do that routine. But as I get theological on it, I seem to keep hearing some words that run through me. We are not of the world. Men are going to seek that wholeness that we find in our faith, and we have to find that in our church groups, and find our new masculinity within the God of nurture and power. Healing has strength. I look for those images.
Bob Baker had a whole list of, you know, the men, Gandhi and Jesus and all those who have stood out in history as being so completely different. Maybe that's part of the reason they stood out. No, those are religious characters.
And the church's stance on things is always seems to be more and more outside of the society in which we live, each side of the gospel. Maybe this issue also needs to be in that. Men need to be affirmed in their needing this, as we have affirmed women in their people or growth.
For me, the main question is, as far as I understand, the movement that means more or less a fight for equality and for justice. And the question for me is, but this is possible in a society like capitalistic societies are, which need injustice to not to collapse. And but this is possible in this structure, in this frame, really, and to reach equality. Because, well, I think nobody can be interested in the women movement where the aims are what was described just before. To behave like men, to have success. But this society forces you to behave like men, to have success. And this is, for me the question, can there be a development within this system? Does this system allow progress in equality? Or isn't it the other way around, it's more important to change the economic structure, because this economic structure leads to injustice and inequality. And because, this inequality hits women most, even more than it does men.
I think that all these things go together, that all the way you view the military, masculinity, male roles, women's roles, civil rights, the society, everything. I think it's all, I don't think any of them are separate issues. I really think they're all part of the same thing, that the society that we've got needs these things to function, and it's only when things are plentiful that any of this can change, that the main times when things have changed have been when things have been plentiful, you know. I haven't really thought that through, but that's just thinking of it now, that seems how it is to me, and that they are all very much one and the same thing, these things, in certain ways.
The times are plentiful, things change because of the risk to basic needs.
Yeah. To basic needs of our, the whole society, the basic needs for the society to function the way it does.